We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I was listening to folks calling about dog crap and dog noise.
You love dogs.
I hate that people think now their dog is their entree to anything in the world now. Airplane, shopping mall, get the hell out of my way. I have anxiety and depression. Any person when it gets anywhere now, they just bring a damn dog.
I told you I was at Sam's Club in Monroeville and some lady had her dog in the buggy. I'm like, what are you doing? And it wasn't some little dog. It was a big dog.
They'll come walking down the aisle of the store now.
Why are you doing this?
And now the store owners are afraid of them.
Well, yeah.
I'm just going to bring Fluffy to the store.
I had a friend who was checking out at Petland or PetSmart or something in East Liberty, and they had a couple dogs. I mean, it's a pet store. I get it. But the owner's dogs are there. They let him out. Dog jumps up, bites the bejabbers out of her face.
What?
8 stitches.
In the store?
In the store. Yeah, I don't get it.
How about these morons that bring them on airplanes?
I don't understand that.
It's just disgusting.
Yes. Yeah.
And did you see the dog bit the kid's face on an airplane about a month ago?
You know, I've ridden with a dog before in the front, very front row, with a blind woman, and it was her seeing eye dog. That's a different story.
God bless her. Yeah.
Like, I get it. And yeah. The dog shed all over me. He was it was fine. He was beautiful and he was wonderful, and he made the trip wonderful. But I don't need your little whatever.
Rover.
Right? What are you doing?
What really irritates me about dog owners is I have little kids, and there are folks in the neighborhood that have two
giant
big
horses, dogs.
And they jump up on my kids. Yeah. Oh, look. Look at this, man.
Right.
Get your friggin' dog away from my kid.
Right. I didn't know about it until I had one myself, and we've had Murphy for going on 3 years
And he's
now.
A spaz.
And he's not.
He's a spaz dog.
He's not a spaz. He's just not. He's dumb.
Here's my thing. And you said this sarcastically, that I don't like them. I don't like their owners who think they have entree into anything because they have a damn dog.
Yeah, and I think people who are crazy animal lovers tend to be crazy.
Right.
You're a little crazy.
If they're your kids.
If those are your kids. If you never could have kids, God bless you.
Right.
Fine, I get you. But an animal is not a child.
Now, you see what's happening. So dogs, by the way, they're amazing lifesavers. So for a senior citizen who's alone, a veteran with stress.
Absolutely. Even just me.
Right.
They get you out of the house. They make you have to get out.
They're amazing. But what's happened now is what you see with the young folks. They're delaying marriage until their 30s because they have a dog now in their purse. Seriously. Look what's happening to the age. And
what were the
here's what irritates the crap out of me is when you go into someone's house and they go right for your crotch. What the hell's going on? Are they smelling for cancer? Wendy had a dog smeller for cancer.
Well, we did that story.
It's an amazing story.
It's a great story because beagles and other hounds and whatnot have this tremendously acute sense of
smell. It's
insane. It's like 15,000 times better than ours.
Tell them, though, this is astounding about what you did. The accuracy of this test versus $1 million machine.
These dogs, if you put on a surgical mask and breathe in it for 5 minutes, mail it back to the company, and they're doing this at Penn State, all right? And you send it back to the company. They put it in a canister, put it down dog nose level with a bunch of other canisters with other things. And the dog will sniff out with 97% accuracy.
It's amazing.
Some odor of cancer.
And the machines are in the 80s.
Some biomarker. Oh, yeah. The machines are like 80%.
Yeah.
Dogs are 97%.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So it's going to completely change how this is done.
I don't see what I'm saying is I'm not suggesting they're bad.
No.
I'm suggesting their owners are morons.
I agree, but it's also like kids. Is it really the kid who's lousy or is it the parents of the kid who's lousy?
So I take my son to a bicycle store. My son's small. This is and the guy in the bicycle store has this big dog.
Right.
In the store, he's the owner of the store.
As much as I want your Newfoundland to trample on Vincent.
But how do I know what that dog's going to do?
I agree.
I'm the bad guy. Guy got mad at me when I actually called and said,
"Hey, man,
your dog sucks."
Yeah.
What do you mean, man?
Did you honestly call?
Oh, yeah.
So you left.
Oh, yeah. And it angered me. And I didn't buy a bike. Mm-hmm. But my man thought, this is my store. Okay, man, knock yourself out.
Right.
Have Dogland.
Well, no. And then you go in Regent Square. So they have all these, you know, there's limited places where you can eat outside in the city. Regent Square is one of them. Great little neighborhood.
I love it. Regent Square.
And all these people bring their dogs and they you know, they have those.
Yes.
They have those windows that roll up and then idiot people bring their dogs and the dogs fight with each other and bark and you're inside trying to eat with your family. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
The dogs go after each other. I've seen that.
The dogs go after each other. And the idiot owners are sitting there drinking beer, considering, you know, nothing to help out.
Somehow we're in this dog culture now where we have to accept them everywhere we go, and we're the jerks if we don't.
It's sort of like politics. You have to accept what everybody else believes, and if you don't, you're, you know, you're a bad
guy. You're a bad guy.
You're a racist. You're something else.
If I say I want your damn dog in giant eel.
Yes. Then you're a hater.
You're a hater. You don't like pets.
You're a hater.
And if you don't like pets, you don't like kids.
That's right, and that means you're a bad person.
I'm the guy, the neighborhood folks give me grief because I take my kids across the street if the dogs are coming.
Yeah.
I don't want the dog biting my kids.
I hear you.
I don't know your damn dog.
Right.
Anyway, I think it's just something people should respect.
I think
you're
right.
And if a dog craps on my lawn, I like to go and crap on theirs.
That's visual. I want
That's
right
an old
now.
Guy comment. That's is that dog. Not an old guy? Couldn't you hear my dad going?
Is your dad? Going,
is that it? I don't go crap on their lawn. Well, now I'm there.
Just light it on fire.
Yes, and kick it on their front porch. Hey. We can't snag him. We'll get him right after. Steve, hang around, because Wendy probably want to comment on that call. And then we're going to get into this whole, how they're catching these folks who are making threats.
Homegrown terror and the new ways that they're being foiled.
It's fantastic.
And that's a lot of families blowing the whistle.
You folks should pay attention to this, because this could happen in your school, in your community, in your house. Hey, why don't we snag Steve? You might have something for you.
Go ahead, Steve. Hi,
Wendy's,
Steve.
Wendy's got you.
The dog discovering cancer. About 20 years ago, I was living in Texas, and I was at a restaurant. A lady was sitting close by me, and we were talking for a while, and she said, you know, you have something wrong in your abdomen. And about 6 months after that, I discovered I had bladder cancer.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
That is wild.
And she, now, I checked MD Anderson. That's a big cancer hospital in Houston. And if you go to their website, there's actually cases of other people being able to do that. And she, and this woman said she discovered cancer in other people that way.
That is really wild. Well, and I will tell you, so I sent away for this kit. So it's $50. Like I said, you breathe into this mask and then they, you send it back and then they have dogs smell it. And it's supposed to be a couple week turnaround time. Well, mine was more like a month. I would be lying to you if I didn't wake up every single day anxious for the results. And it kind of consumes your mind. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I get people who'd rather not know because the dogs, they can't tell you what kind of cancer necessarily it is. And that cancer might not even show up for 18 months. So you're then on pins and needles like, am I going to die here?
Well, you know, not to interrupt you, you know, they have a lot of blood tests that can detect different types of cancer because I've had several of those.
I tell you what's amazing, though, is what she said. Is that dog? No, you wouldn't believe this, but the research is there. And these aren't phony, baloney clinics doing this crap.
No.
These are major league colleges.
Research institutions.
The dog, Steve, is much more accurate than any machine on earth. It's amazing.
Right, yeah. Well, I've heard about that many times, but human beings, I just for the heck of it, I looked on that MD Anderson website, and it's there. If you do a Google search, for MD Anderson, they do have stories of people that have discovered cancer just by vibration or something. I really don't know how it's done. But
I don't doubt much of that stuff. Great call. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, it's important stuff.
Don't you love it? I wanted to just ask you this. One of my biggest pet peeves with dogs, when people call them their fur babies.
Ugh.
I hate that.
I can name names.
I can name names of people who are within 50 yards of us right now.
My jagoff sister-in-law had a dog. She brought that little wiener turd-shaped turd dog to Thanksgiving dinner one year.
No!
In her friggin' purse and put that jagoff dog, I'm allowed to say this in the dictionary, on the table as that little jagoff dog ate dinner. And no one said a word except me. I'm like, get the dog out of here.
Ew, at the table?
Yeah. My sister has one of those dogs that does all that weird stuff, the humping and the sniffing, and he loves everyone. I don't love him.
Yeah.
Don't bring him to my house.
He needs to have his parts removed.
We had a big Christmas thing. You bring the dog, you stay home.
I agree.
I don't want that damn dog in my house.
I agree.
That makes, seriously, they make me the bad guy.
Are you the same person who restricts children at your wedding?
No. We had everybody.
Okay.
I worship kids. I wish you had 12 of them.
You know how many people's lives have been totally jacked by suggesting that their family members' kids shouldn't come to their wedding?
Check this out. this wonderful girl, Kelly,
oh my goodness,
who works with me at Spark.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Unbelievable girl. She just got married last weekend. They're middle class kids working their tails off.
Sure, sure.
She's fantastic. Her husband's cool. They don't have money.
Right.
So they invite this jag off, and he is. He has no money. They had to pay for his tux.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. And they only had enough money for 40 people at the wedding.
Okay.
My man sends her husband to be a nasty note. How dare you not invite my parents to the wedding? We grew up together. My man.
I'm paying for this, yo.
I'm paying for your tux.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to surmise here that they're not getting a gift from this guy.
Well,
either.
Check it out. Check it out. So they raise hell. It hurt her feelings.
Oh, yeah.
She invites them. They don't show up for the wedding.
Shut the front door.
And they had to pay for that.
Ugh. Choke someone.
It's just...
That's the person who gets the fiery bag of turds.
Yes. Let's get this. Margie, go ahead.
Hey, I was just chuckling a little bit because Wendy was talking about being in Sam's Club, but I was literally just in Walmart about an hour ago. And this lady came with her security, big furry dog, and the dog came running at me, jumping on me.
What?
And she just nonchalantly like said she wants you to pet her, and I'm like,
what?
Okay,
get your damn dog away from me.
How about if I tase your dog, ma'am?
I was surprised. I'm like, you're supposed to have your dog under control. I mean, I'm petting the dog if they are mild and wet, and they want. But sometimes the owners don't want you to pet them.
Here's
sometimes
my pepper spray.
Here's the keys to my car. Can your dog drive my car home?
I just don't understand.
Yes, because this dog came running at me, and it could have gone either way.
You know, it's yet another example of how uncivilized we've become.
Right on.
And it's like there's no common decency one another anymore. Good Lord.
And you're the bad woman if you get that damn dog away from me.
Margie is a terrible person because she doesn't want a huge dog jumping on her and knocking her over. What the bejabbers. Well, I love the call. Thank you.
And, you know, you see some scary people in Walmart, so you got to be cool. I'm just saying.
It's probably why the woman brought her dog.
If you go first to Kenny Weird, and then you follow that up with Walmart, that's going to screw up your head.
Oh, I'm just terrible. Saying. There's no, you got to go to Cedar Point for the true,
hold on.
True end all.
If I go to Kennywood and then Walmart, I leave there feeling like kind of a combination of Bill Gates and Tom Cruise.
You are a rock star. You are hot and rich.
And loaded.
And loaded.
And really, really smart. Keep your dog away from me.
Totally.
Seriously. Triple H. There are people out there so angry. Did you see that picture I just sent you?
Cranberry Township Home Depot service horse.
They have a horse. If you feel anxiety buying plywood, they've got that horse there at the Home
Depot. That is the dumbest thing I have
ever... That's what this Billy boy just sent.
Well, retired cop Ray just sent me a wonderful thing on 12 tips on how to include your pets into your wedding.
Oh, my. Wow. They do eat dog meat. And so if you get married in Thailand or something. Okay.
Oh, my God.
There's always that. Is that what he means?
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.